Now more of America Weekend.
America Weekend.
Now 53 after the hour. Everybody all together. Honey bit. Very good. We did that without a rehearsal. That's very cool. Tom Kreidler, who is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, one of the most successful entrepreneurial enterprises on the radio, because Tom learned everything he knows from me.
That's right.
Therefore, he's doing terrifically well. It's nice to have him on board here with some questions from listeners, a question or two from us. It's the 4th of July. What do we need to do in terms of safety for all members of the family? We'll check that out in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
Today on App Check, SkyDrive lets you remotely access and work on any Microsoft Office document from your iDevice. Free from Microsoft only, SkyDrive.
It's a hit. The Movie Man 6-second DVD review starts now.
A riveting crime series about a rich murderous man with ice in his veins. The Jinx is a real-life killer thriller. I'm in.
6-second reviews are brought to you by summer's most unapologetic new comedy, Trainwreck, starring Amy Schumer, in theaters July 17th.
Tommy the K, this is 4th of July weekend. You have posted on the Money Pit website how to build a combo kiddie pool fire pit. How do you put these two together? What do you suggest?
Well, it was interesting because we posted this photo on our Facebook page, and it was a really interesting project. We did not build it. We found the image, and it was just thought it was a great idea and thought a few of you would like it, and we were right, to the tune of like 25 million people liked
it. Woo!
I'm not
really?
Kidding. That was the
Good
audience Lord. On it. It was over 25 million.
God love
hundreds
you.
Of thousands of shares. And basically, the idea is this. You build a fire pit, but you line it with a kiddie pool so that in the summertime, you could use it as a kiddie pool or maybe a pool for the pets. And in the wintertime,
it's plastic, though. How can it be a fire pit if it's plastic?
You pull it out in the wintertime. It's a liner, Doug. It weighs about 3 pounds.
Quiet, you know? Jennifer.
You can do it, Dougie. 3 pounds.
You can handle it.
Do it.
You don't need a pool guy for this. Okay.
I have Dominic
pool guy.
Come
over and do it for you. How about that?
And so we got so many questions when we posted this picture about how to build it that we just sort of reverse engineered it and gave the audience this step by step. So how to pick the pool, how to locate the layout, how to build the brick edge. It's all there on moneypit.com in our blog post.
All right. There's something to check out. All right. Let's see what – did I say all right in the same – I said all right twice in the same sentence, right?
All right.
All right.
Let's get going.
Jesse wants to know what the best way is. Hey, wait a minute. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. It's not the Money Pit. What's the best way to check a Freon leak in my air conditioner? Ooh, I have a snappy answer for that, but you probably ought to give her the right answer. She's got
a five-pound leak. Oh, man. Well, listen, consumers cannot check for Freon on their own. It requires specialized tools. But here's the easy way to check to see if your air conditioner is working right. You take a thermometer and you measure the air temperature at a supply duct and at a return duct. So where the air is going back to the system and the air is coming out of the system. And you're looking for like a 12 to 20 degree differential in temperature.
Really?
If it's less than 12, that means that you don't have enough refrigerant in the system and it's running longer to do the same job. So you really want to look for that 12 to 20, maybe even 15 to 20 degree differential. If it's different, then you need to call for service.
Okay. But here's the thing. Don't get suckered into this. Same advice, by the way, for your car. If you've got a leak in the system, somebody's going to come and they're not going to tell you that if they're unethical. I went to a place to get my truck charged up a month ago. No leaks. No problem. $98 later, I have the engine. I have the air conditioning charge. Yesterday, I went to have a check because they're blowing hot air.
Right.
And, you know, it's
hey, just
it's,
like you.
Nice. Real nice. And what happened?
Are you
Doug?
Still there?
Excuse me. What was I saying?
I'm going to miss her.
Yeah. All right. Good thing we got Roberta back. All right. So anyway, the air conditioning in the house, same thing, Tommy. If you have unscrupulous people come, they'll charge up. This stuff is expensive, this new Freon stuff. So how do you, you just have to make sure you find somebody who's ethical to come check
it. It's like anything. You know, sometimes you just have to trust the guy, but you want to find somebody that's ethical. And the nice thing about contractors today and finding one is that if you get a bad one, people have lots and lots of ways to share that story.
Yelp, Angie's List.
They can't keep going indefinitely.
Yeah, right.
They have a very short career when that happens.
But that's pretty much the same. same for most of the household workers, whether even lawn maintenance, asphalt guys.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing.
By the way, the asphalt, that's the biggest rooking.
Oh, that's a
that's
big
the
rip-off.
Biggest way to get screwed around with is
If anybody
the
says they have, well, they have extra material, they're working a house down the street, just close the door.
Or put a motor on the driveway. Tom Kreidler, lots of great information every weekend on the Money Pit radio program. Check out moneypit.com. Ask them a question. They'll give you a snappy answer.
America Weekend is a production of Stefan Multimedia and Envision Networks. America Weekend is written by Ken Kessler and produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording.